This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes radio program. And we do have all of the tech issues worked out. Our telephone number is 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Coming up this afternoon on the Newsmax show, we're going to be checking in with Caroline Leavitt, and we're going to get the lowdown on what happened today on CNN. It's a crazy story. Right now, though, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line and have one of the greatest ladies in all of the conservative world. Joining us, Jessie Jane Duff. She is the executive director for Veterans for Trump and, of course, a Marine Corps veteran and also a Newsmax contributor. Jessie Jane, hope you're doing well today.
Well, hello, Todd. I'm doing great because I got invited to be on your show. So, you know, this is the highlight of my day. Thank you.
So, look, Friday, I'm in D.C. for the weekend event, Road to the Majority Conference. So we're doing the show over at the D.C. Bureau. And who do I run into? I mean, I walk in the door and there's Jessie Jane holding court there in the palatial studios there.
I actually wasn't holding court, but I'll take it.
Well, it was good catching up anyway. It's been a long time.
It really was, because we had an opportunity to talk about topics, and that is the reason, hence, why I'm here. I mean, I appreciate radio. You can actually say a little bit more than when you're on for 45 seconds on television.
It's a fair point. Well, let's just jump into this. There's a lot of concern among conservatives about Trump and whether or not he's going to get a fair shake. I mean, Jessie Jane, I think you and I can both agree he's not going to get a fair shake, but I still think he's going to be okay. Well, what do you think?
I'm with you on that. So the fact that he hasn't been getting a fair shake has actually worked well for him, because we are now exploiting how the judicial system is not fair. We are exploiting, we're able to let the American people know that this judicial system has been utilized as a weaponization against the political enemies, and it's not just Donald Trump. So I'll give an example. Donald Trump had announced that he was going to run for president on November 9th, we saw that Joe Biden came out and said very clearly that they would use any constitutional means to keep Donald Trump from getting into the White House again. He made that statement. It's on the record. November 15th, Donald Trump says announces he's going to run for president. 3 days later, three things happened on the exact same day. Merrick Garland had appointed Jack Smith to be a special counsel. Nathan Wade, the lover of Fannie Willis, was in the White House for over 8 hours. And then you look at Colangelo, who was the number two or three at the Department of Justice, decides to go up to New York. And this wasn't a move because he wanted to go back to New York to specifically work with Alvin Bragg on the prosecution of Donald J. Trump. All of that happened on the exact same day, back to back. And that tells you a lot, that if they want to come after you, they will. We heard Chuck Schumer say it, that if you go against the intel agencies, they'll go after you nine ways to Sunday. And we saw that in 2016 when they put the electronic surveillance on the Trump campaign. The beauty of this is they never find anything. They never found anything with his tax records that got leaked, and the J6 committee insisted upon getting them. That's why we never hear about taxes anymore, because he never did anything illegal. We see that Alvin Bragg had to weaponize these charges and take something that would have been at best a misdemeanor and turn it into felony offenses, 34 counts. We know that with Fannie Willis, the corruption that's going on down there. I need not tell your viewers or listeners how many different cases they've been stretching themselves like Gumby dolls to find something illegal. And Donald Trump simply has been running ethical business affairs his entire life.
So let's talk Thursday. Trump says that he'd been hinting that his VP nominee is going to be there. You think we're really going to know who the person is? I think it would be a brilliant strategy to announce him, but I'm not too sure about this.
No, I think he's going to have his top four people maybe in there, maybe even top five if they're able to be in there, because there's no audience, but I'm sure they're allowed to have a certain number of people. I don't know what that number is. I've heard two. If it's two, then he'll have two top runners for it. If it's more than that, So we don't know where there it means anyways. Is it going to be backstage? Is it going to be looking out at the teleprompter in another room? But regardless, he's not going to make that announcement to the RNC because the anticipation is having people pay attention. He understands how to keep people's attention on him. He knows how to work those cameras because right now what we do know is we have to have everybody volunteer and get activated and be excited about this election. I happen to be on the campaign and I would say everybody who wants to volunteer really, really has a great opportunity. They set up TrumpForce47.com, TrumpForce47.com, and anybody throughout the nation can actively get involved. And we can even make you a poll worker. You can become a Trump Force 47 captain. And what happens is we have usually few volunteers doing a lot of things. Now we're trying to get people activated. So we have many volunteers doing few things with a bigger impact. And President Trump keeps people invigorated. I mean, he's going to go down and campaign in Louisiana. He was up in Pennsylvania. And then meanwhile, Joe Biden has to take a week off to prep for the debate. What does that say? That you can't walk and chew gum? I mean, you're the president of the United States and you have to take a week off to prep for a debate. What's going to happen with world leaders? And we have to be able to have a president that can be prepared for a 90-minute debate and turn around and still do his job. And this president we currently have can't do that.
Look, I want to play some audio here, Jesse Jane. This is from President Trump's rally Saturday at Temple University in Philadelphia. And the president was actually talking about what they're doing right now to get Joe ready for the debate.
So tonight, we'll refer to him as Sleepy Joe, because right now, as you know, it's been reported that right now Crooked Joe's gone to a log cabin to study, prepare. No, he didn't. He's sleeping now because they want to get him good and strong. So a little before debate time, he gets a shot in the ass and that's they want to strengthen him up. So he comes out. He'll come out. I say he'll come out all jacked up, right? All jacked up. No. Will anybody be watching the debate on Thursday night? I'm shocked. No, I'm shocked. But they've taken so much fun out of it. There's no audience. They actually wanted us to sit down. I said, look, I really want to do this thing. You know, they gave me, what happened is they gave me something that couldn't be accepted. They gave me an offer I couldn't accept, and I said, I'll do it. Number one, it was CNN fake news, right? Who hates Trump? Then it was Fake Tapper, who really hates Trump. And Dana Bash. Then it was, you know, it's Dana, it's not Dana, it's Dana. You know that, right? Right? It's Dana, right? Isn't it? It's either.
Right. So anyway, you get a little flavor there, but he says that that Biden's going to get one up the wazoo.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think we all know that there is something going on. It's quite obvious that there's days he's lucid. When he did the State of the Union, he was very amped up. And we know that it wasn't really a normal amping up. And yet the left-wing media said, oh, Joe Biden was fired up and they called it a win. So I think we can expect to see that where he's a little bit on edge and antsy. And that's going to play well for Donald Trump, because in 2020, Donald Trump had interrupted and probably kind of gave him a blanket party. But that didn't translate well to viewers. Now Donald Trump can stay calm. Let Joe Biden try to get under his skin, because he can continually flip the script on him. If he tries to say you're a convicted criminal, he can pull out the data that I just said to you. That, by the way, you weaponized the judicial system. You had three people that you coordinated with on day, you know, 3 days after I announced for my presidency. The American people are not stupid. They know that this was coordinated. Yet, you know, he can do a rebuttal. Oh, and by the way, your kid is a convict now, too. So, like, whatever. You know, he can really manage this because he has a record to fall on this time. He has a record where he can go back and show record low inflation, record low illegal immigration, no new wars on any front, and the inflation rates that are crippling and handicapping Americans every day. The average families are have to make $9,000 to $11,000, depending upon where they are in the country, just to keep up.
Jesse Jane Duff is with the Trump campaign, Veterans for Trump, and also a great Newsmax contributor. Jesse Jane, we're seeing the polling numbers now all over the place. Fox News actually says that Biden is beating Trump among rural voters, which I just find that very hard to believe. I am curious, though, what should the voters, the listeners, what should they do when it comes to these polls?
The campaign is very confident. The polls that we're showing, he's leading, one or two points. And keep in mind, in 2020, he was trailing. He was one or two points behind. And in 2016, he was always one or two points behind. So the mere fact that he's just it's not insignificant to be 1, 2, 3, 4 points ahead in these swing states, because he's pulling it out more aggressively than he did in 2016 and in 2020. Not only that, I would also say, look at the money that was raised after the conviction came down. It was first under $55 million in the first 24 hours. Then it became $200 million. Then I've read reports even as high as $500 million with the various PACs. He has definitely been able to demonstrate to the American public that they have weaponized the judicial system, and many people relate to that they've maybe had to go up to charges themselves, and they had to plea out because they can't afford the cost of the attorneys. So regardless of all that, we have to be too big to rig. We have to make sure, like I said, TrumpForce47.com, sign up, help. Because those voters that are low propensity, when they're touched by somebody, a phone call, they have a 90% rate of showing up. Regardless of the shenanigans of 2020, had all of our registered voters shown up, we would have won. Without even with the cheating, because there's sometimes as high as 50% of the evangelicals don't show up. We heard gun owners don't show up. So, what's going on? People have to understand their vote matters, particularly in this election.
All right. Well, good stuff. Jesse Jane, we're going to have to leave it there. Good hearing from you. We're going to get you back on, and we'll talk more about politics and also Trump's military policies as well. So great
absolutely.
To have you back.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it, Todd.
All right. Jesse Jane Duff, everybody, from Team Trump. She is the Executive Director of Veterans for Trump. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break. And again, welcome back to all of our listeners. These things happen. Can we blame it on China or the Democrats? Sure, why not? With the tech issues have been resolved, and we are glad to be back on the air. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Your calls coming up next. Hi, this is Todd Stearns, and I want to update you on my Calitrin journey. I'm still losing weight. I'm also sleeping a lot better, and I've got a lot more energy. Calitrin really is about more than just weight loss. Here's my good friend Elizabeth from Calitrin.
Yes, y'all. Calitrin is different than every other weight loss product out there. It's actually good for you. And I hear from customers every day, they feel like their old selves again. And that's exactly how Calitrin works. It rebuilds lean muscle tissue. It revs up your metabolism. You've got that natural energy. You feel like your old self again. It's even good for joints, so you are able to move more, exercise more. And overall, it's just good for you. Now, 1 month is not going to do a whole lot. You are going to notice those side benefits, but it does take time for it to get into your system and work. So our 90-day supply is where our huge 86% success rate is. Check it out today on our website, toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com.
And be sure to use that discount code, Todd. Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us on this crazy day here on the Todd Stearns Radio Show. By the way, did you see the video of President Trump in this Philly cheesesteak joint? The place is called Tony and Nick's. I've actually had their cheesesteaks. They're pretty spectacular, actually. So anyway, hundreds of people just swarmed the building. They found out Trump was going to drop by. Trump was heading over to Temple University for the big rally. And so he did as he normally does. He stops at a local joint, and he stopped there at Tony and Nick's, gets out, and the crowd is going bonkers. I mean, we're talking about Philadelphia, right? So the president goes in there, orders cheesesteaks for everybody in the building, and then when he's paying the bill, he actually gives the guys a $500 tip. I mean, it's remarkable. And while he's doing all of that, there's this little kid there, and it's hard to peg an age on this kid, but maybe probably, I would say, 11, 12 years old. And this little kid's dressed up. I mean, he is like Trump Jr., mini Trump. And he's got the blue suit on, he's got the red tie, and he's got this huge blonde wig on his head. And the kid is just dying to meet President Trump. And so President Trump calls him over, and the president has this great interaction with this kid. It's really remarkable. And so the kid is starts crying. I mean, it's really remarkable. And the kid was just so moved that President Trump would talk to him. Then the president takes out like a $20 bill and autographs the $20 bill and told the kid, this is going to be a worth a whole lot more now. I mean, it really was a beautiful moment. And we've seen these happen all over the country where President Trump goes and talks to people. He is the most blue-collar billionaire I think I've ever seen in the country. When you see what happened at that Philly cheesesteak joint, I think all of us understand what's really going on in this country. And I will tell you right now, folks, that if every single one of us gets out and goes to vote on Election Day, we're going to win in a landslide, but it's going to take every single one of us. And I don't want to hear it from you folks. Well, what's the point of going out to vote? They're just going to steal the... No, they're going to try to steal. But if we get out and we go and vote and we bring our neighbors and our family members and the folks we go to church with, guess what's going to happen? We're going to win the day. There are far more of us than them. And I'm telling you, this is a freak show of an administration. Over the weekend, they announced that one of the new comms directors in the White House, a guy by the name of Tyler Cherry, and the guy is one of these non-binary freaks. I mean, this guy is a weirdo. And we've got the photos over at our website. I mean, this guy makes Rachel Levine, the dude in the pantyhose running HHS, look normal. I mean, when you look at the freak show people they're literally hiring to work in this administration, it's unbelievable. The guy's wearing this lady's lingerie, and he looks like a tall, skinny version of, I'm trying to think of my brain is just not working here. Who is the radio host on Sirius, on the Sirius XM, who is, Howard Stern. Thank you very much. Howard Stern. He looks like a tall, skinny, weird version of Howard Stern wearing ladies' undergarments. That guy is the new assistant comms person over at the White House. Our enemies are looking at all of this and they're just laughing at us. Just laughing at us. But again, all that to say, these people are evil. They are demented. I gave a speech over the weekend, and I said that I believe that the modern-day Democrat Party is demonic. And I know that set off a lot of people, but it's true. This is not the party of JFK. It is not the party of Harry S. Truman. It's not the party of Franklin Delano Roosevelt. This is a party that is evil, that is filled with people who hate this country and want to destroy this country and want to imprison their political enemies. And President Trump, who spoke at the same event I was at on Saturday, said that they're coming after you Christians, and that if the Biden administration gets another 4 years in office, they are going to be arresting more Christians and you're going to be sitting in a jail somewhere. And I believe that. I absolutely believe that. Which is why we've got to stand up and we've got to put a stop to this. But again, when you look at who Joe Biden is palling around with, what is it? Yeah, they had the guy during the Juneteenth celebration, Billy Porter, the black dude in the ball gown and the glitter and the beard. You've got the transgender activists that are taking off their shirts and running around the White House. It's just disgusting. We're going to have to fumigate the entire building. Meanwhile, you've got Donald Trump out there, and what is he doing over the weekend? Donald Trump is hanging out with the people, a bunch of hardworking stiffs over in Philadelphia, eating cheesesteaks. And then you got this sweet little child who breaks down in tears because he got to meet his hero, his idol, Donald J. Trump. Let me tell you something. The children, when they're around Joe Biden, yeah, they're crying for a whole other reason. All right, got to take a break here. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. Coming up, Jeffrey Lord, Congressman Ronnie Jackson, and our good buddy Art Alley. Going to be a fun hour. Stick around. We'll be right back, folks. Thanks to the good people at American Hartford Gold, I'm able to bring you this urgent message. Inflation is on the rise again. The dollar is in danger of collapse, and an overheated stock market could crash at any time. The upcoming election is only adding to the chaos. That's why you should contact the good folks at American Hartford Gold to help you safeguard your financial future with physical gold and silver. You can diversify your savings with precious metals delivered right to your door or in a tax-advantaged gold IRA. Protect your retirement from a collapsing dollar and crashing stock prices. Call 855-913-1133 or text Todd to 65532 today for a free gold and silver information kit. And if you call now, they'll send you up to $15,000 of free silver on qualifying purchases. Gold has hit record highs and keeps climbing. So call 855-913-1133 or text Todd now to 65532 for your free informational kit today.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starr.
Sexist, that's right. I love this American ride.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starr's radio program. Happy to have you with us today. Debate on Thursday, and we're going to be providing you with some great analysis all week on what to expect. I am telling you that the Biden campaign, do not underestimate these people, right? They've got Biden on ice. He is locked away in some cabin over at Camp David, and we don't know if they've got him in some sort of a medically induced coma. We don't know what's going on, but they're keeping the guy chill as can be so he can actually walk onto the stage. And I will tell you this, if Biden is able to walk onto the stage and stand up for the length of the debate, then they will declare him the winner. Well, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Always good to have with us from the American Spectator, great author, great commentator, Jeffrey Lord. Hey, Jeffrey, how's it going today?
Hey, we're hanging in there, and we're all glad we're not CNN, right?
Wow. What do you make of that? You know, it's so funny. They've just been spewing lies about Trump for years. And when you call them out on it, well, they'll pull the plug on you.
Well, the thing that I think is always true, people can't hide what they're really like. And, you know, nobody forced my old colleagues there, Jake Tapper and Dana Bash, to go out there and say the things they said about Trump. They did it. And so then they get called out for it by Caroline Leavitt, and suddenly, you know, there's all kinds of craziness, and Caroline gets cut right off in mid-sentence, right off the air. I often think here, I've come to think as this debate has lined up, that President Trump is seriously trapping these people by going to CNN, which he knows is hostile to him, because he also knows that they can't control themselves and that they will quickly make this event a 3-to-1 event. And the American people are going to go, we don't like this.
and I think this, what's fascinating is I'm with you. I think this is going to blow back on CNN. And one of the weird things, CNN's allowing Fox and CBS and maybe some others, I know of at least those two networks, to actually simulcast. So you've gone from nobody, literally nobody watching the debate, to a pretty good segment of the population that's going to end up watching this debate.
Yes, exactly. And the thing with televised debates, not to date myself, my friend, but I was in the fourth grade when the first Kennedy-Nixon televised debate was aired in 1960. And much later in life, when I was in college, I was a government major, and my government professor, every single year for the opening of the new class of government majors, would run the first 15 minutes of the Kennedy-Nixon debate on audio only. Then he would show the thing on as it appeared on black and white television sets in the day. And he made the point of saying that people in the day in 1960 who listened to the debate on the radio thought Nixon won, and the people who watched it on television thought Kennedy won. And the reason for this, when you really studied it, JFK, of course, was a young, good-looking guy. He was very television-wise. He was tanned, was wearing a dark suit in a black-and-white TV situation. Nixon, on the other hand, was wearing a gray suit that sort of faded into the background, did not help him. And, of course, he famously had a 5 o'clock shadow. Well, no wonder the people who watched it on television thought that JFK won. You transfer that all the way to today, and what this, the message is clear, is that both Biden and Trump have to be extremely aware that they're on television, and Trump, of course, is himself a former TV star, so that nothing gets picked up. It's going to lead people astray because of something they saw visually on the debate stage. Now, again, as we both know, as your audience knows, Joe Biden has got some real problems here. And this could include anything from walking onto the stage for having trouble standing to any verbal miscues, et cetera. These can be the equivalent of Nixon's mistake back there in 1960. And if that happens, look out.
I can only imagine if Trump, you know, because you can hardly understand Joe Biden. It would be great if Trump just answer after answer is, I'm sorry, I didn't understand a word he said. Can I get a transcript? Anybody got a transcript?
Yeah, that would be great. Well, the great thing about Trump is he really is television savvy. Other than Ronald Reagan, he is the only president who's had his own television show. And, that's a serious plus in this day and age. People watch television with a perceptive eye, and if they see something that's amiss, they know it, and they're not going to be shy about it. And in our day and age, you've got all this social media business going on, and that will just go crazy the minute Biden does something that is off cue.
Jeffrey Lord joining us on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line today. And, you know, to that point, I'm also wondering, this is going to be at 9 o'clock at night Eastern, 9 Eastern in Atlanta. And you do wonder, is he going to do well in the late night hour talking about Joe Biden? But also, you know, one of the things he's been doing lately, these violent outbursts, verbal outbursts. And you wonder if he gets agitated, if Biden just might lose it on air.
Yeah, I think that's entirely possible. And, of course, we've both seen these stories that his staff is afraid of him because they don't want to do the one-on-one situations because he goes off the handle like that. And I have just always felt that he is sloppy, if you will. And, you know, I played a role back there in 1987 with his plagiarism problem. When I was a kid, I was a big teenage fan of Robert Kennedy. And of course, Robert Kennedy Sr., the father of the current RFK. And, when he was assassinated, you know, I was terrible, and my good old Nixon loving mom took me to New York, and so I could stand in line for a couple hours and walk into St. Patrick's Cathedral, touch the flag and all this. A few weeks later, these long playing records started coming out of his speeches, and little geek that I was, Todd, I bought them and would sit in my room and memorize them. Okay, flash ahead to 1987. I'm now a White House political director for President Reagan.
Wow.
And we're in a snowstorm in Washington, D.C., and everything shuts down in Washington. So I'm living close by. So I'm in my office in the White House completely alone. Nothing is happening. And I thought, well, I'll turn on C-SPAN. There is Joe Biden addressing the California Democratic Convention. I thought, well, I'll listen to him. He's supposed to be a good speaker. I'm all alone. I'm listening to him. And suddenly I said out loud to myself, my God, he's plagiarizing Robert Kennedy. I am getting to the end of his sentences before he is. Well, then you flash ahead a few months, and he gets called out for this kind of thing by the Dukakis campaign for quoting the British Labour Party leader, Neil Kinnock. And they put together a very devastating commercial that shows Neil Kinnock saying things, and then there's Biden Americanizing it, but saying the same thing. And the campaign says, oh, he doesn't do this. Now I'm in a position to do something. I picked up the phone, called Maureen Dowd at the New York Times. She was agog. She said, can you prove this? I said, absolutely. I said, I'll go home to Pennsylvania, get my Bobby Kennedy records from the basement, from my parents' basement. I'll have them to you Monday morning. I did. And by Wednesday, there was a front page story in the New York Times that his speeches were raising questions and he was plagiarizing. And they quoted me in my RFK story.
I had no idea that was you.
That was me. And then in a matter of days, Leslie Stahl from CBS caught him out, plagiarized a story that he had plagiarized when he was in law school. And that, the combination of that, and he had to withdraw. And he held a press conference and got out of the race. And a CBS producer invited my young self to dinner at his home. I go in, and there is Leslie Stahl sitting on a sofa. She passed the sofa and says to me, you come sit here by me.
Wow. It's great to know the backstory of that. I mean, a lot of people are not aware that Joe Biden had run for president and was forced to pull out because of the plagiarism case.
Yes. And my larger point is, all these years later, so he is president. But I think what happens, he's just sloppy mentally. He doesn't think things through. Think of what happened in Afghanistan with him. I mean, a complete and total disaster. No serious thought given to this, etc. I mean, this is how things go along here with him. The whole Hunter laptop episode and all this sort of stuff. This is not good. And the only problem I have with it, I mean, if he is who he is, my problem with it is it's dangerous. And you combine that with his mental and physical situation. You know, it's one thing for us to be talking about it. It's another thing to realize Vladimir Putin is watching this, and Xi Jinping and Kim Jong-un and the mullahs in Iran. I think this is one of the reasons that Putin sent the troops into Ukraine, because he felt the guy's a weak old guy. He's not mentally with it, and I can get away with this. And thus far, he has.
Interesting. Before we let you go, Jeffrey, there's an amazing story, I believe, in New York Magazine. And the whole point is that Obama is actually forcing Biden's hand when it comes to foreign policy. In other words, Biden's foreign policy is actually Obama's foreign policy. Are you hearing that scuttlebutt as well, that Obama is deeply involved in this administration?
Yes, and I think we saw the physical manifestation of this in that now famous clip from the other night in Los Angeles, where Biden is just staring at the audience after his presentation, and Obama standing nearby realizes something is amiss and comes over, takes him gently by the elbow, and then the hand, and then walks him off stage. I think Obama very much knows what's going on. It wouldn't surprise me in the least if he had some sort of real role in all of this that we will discover down the road.
All right, Jeffrey, good stuff. Got to leave it there, and it's going to be one heck of a fun debate on Thursday.
Absolutely. Get the popcorn stock and buckle in.
Love it. All right, Jeffrey Lord, everybody, on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. All right, 901-260-5926. We're going to be going to your calls coming up next. That's 901-260-5926. Coming up tonight, Newsmax 2, Caroline Leavitt is going to be joining us. Also, I've invited a member of the Biden campaign on the TV show tonight for a little bit of a debate. That's going to be a lot of fun. Newsmax, by the way, on all the major cable networks, and Newsmax 2, the streaming channel, is on big OTT platforms like Roku, Amazon, and Samsung. I would encourage you to get Newsmax Plus, by the way, the streaming service with all the top Newsmax shows. You can do that by going to NewsmaxPlus.com. That's NewsmaxPlus.com. Now, here's the deal. If you register today, you're going to get a free trial offer. So it costs absolutely nothing to start. Again, NewsmaxPlus.com to register. Download the app and start watching today. You might have heard Mike Lindell of MyPillow no longer have the support of their box stores or shopping channels the way they used to. They've been part of the cancel culture, so they want to pass the savings directly to you by having a $25 extravaganza. When Mike started MyPillow, it was just a one-product company. With the help of his dedicated employees, they now have hundreds of products, some you may not even know about. To get the word out, I want to invite my listeners to check out their $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, just $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Their six-pack towel sets, $25. Brand-new four-pack dish towels, you guessed it, just $25. And for the first time ever, the premium MyPillows with all-new Giza fabric, just $25. Orders over $75 will receive free shipping, too. This amazing offer won't last long, so go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code STARNS or call 1-800-839-8506 today. That's promo code STARNS. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show, and we have a bit of a breaking news story and coming from Memphis, and I want to share this with you. Now, again, no need to be terribly alarmed, but if you are listening to us in the Memphis, Tennessee area, I want you to pay very close attention to what I'm about to say. A threatening email was sent to a number of government leaders in the Memphis area from a person identifying themselves as transgender. And this individual is threatening violence in Memphis. So, again, I don't want you to be terribly alarmed, but you need to be aware. So if you know of someone in the Memphis, Tennessee area, tell them to listen to the show right now, and we're going to share this info with you. So according to a Shelby County commissioner, a number of city and county officials were sent this this threat. And this is what it says. Hello, my name is blank. And then they list their address. I'm a transgender person. My dead name is blank. I've had enough of your anti-transgenders being in positions of power and oppressing us. You finally broken me, you cisgendered, transphobic blank holes. When this is all over, this entire country shall remember my name. I have killed my transphobic parents, and today I will be going out and shooting every cisgendered person I see with my dad's guns. All I wanted to do was help other minors transition, but that was grooming, eh? You've all pushed me to this. See you in hell. Now, again, this is a breaking news situation in the Memphis area. And this manifesto, so apparently we're also getting a manifesto, and I'll be sharing that information with you as well. All that to say, be careful out there. And we have seen a significant increase in the number of transgender mass shooters. And the media covers all this up. The media doesn't want to talk about this, but the fact of the matter is, it is a real threat. So again, if you are listening to us in the Memphis, Tennessee area, you need to be on guard. This information coming out just moments ago, and we're doing our very best to try and try to get more intel to see if this person is real, if this is some sort of a hoax. We just do not know. But again, this individual identifying as transgender, threatening to, they say that they've already killed their transphobic parents, and today they're going to be going out and shooting every straight person. That's, they call it cisgendered, but it's every straight person they see, they're going to shoot. So you need to be aware of that. And again, it's a crazy world. But certainly, just be careful out there if you're in the Memphis area. And any other information, we're going to let you know. I know Ben Dieter from KWAM, you've heard Dieter on the national show. He is monitoring this as well. This information was actually sent to us from a government leader saying, hey, just FYI, this has been sent out. We understand that the Memphis Police Department and the Shelby County Sheriff's Department have been made aware, and they are looking into this. But our understanding is this information, this threat, was sent to the entire city, every public official. And at first glance, it sounds like, I don't know, a hoax? We don't know. Or a swatting attempt? We don't know. But one thing we can tell you is that we're going to keep you updated. You be safe out there. And you got to watch out. This transgender stuff, nothing to mess around with, folks. Nothing to mess around with. All right, 901-260-5926, our number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Did you know that oil, coal, and natural gas are not the climate villains that the legacy media asks us to believe that they are? Did you know that 8 billion people will eat just today because fossil fuels ran the sophisticated machinery that produced all the food necessary to do so? Or how they power the complex heating and cooling systems to keep people alive through extreme temperatures? What would you do without AC or heat? Fossil fuels have literally been the hero in the prevention of billions of deaths and the extension of life. I'm Kevin McCullough, and I want you to know the facts. Please go to oilfacts.com and get educated today on these critical facts, the need for American energy, and what we can do to keep billions more catastrophic deaths from happening. These facts are irrefutable. Oilfacts.com. That's oilfacts.com. These facts are brought to you by Prairie Operating Group, dedicated to safe and responsible production of American energy.
Welcome back, everybody. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. I want to go right to our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line and welcome in our friend Congressman Ronnie Jackson from the great state of Texas. And Congressman, first of all, good to have you with us. And I'm interested to get your take on this upcoming debate.
Well, thank you, Todd. I appreciate you having me. You know, I think the debate's going to be very interesting. We'll see which Joe Biden shows up, if we have Sleepy Joe or Jacked Up Joe. You know, I think that's the big question. You know, I, as you may or may not know, I released a letter today that I sent to President Biden and to his physician, Kevin O'Connor, Dr. O'Connor, really, like, you know, demanding on behalf of millions of Americans that they submit to a drug test before and after the debate. I mean, I think that it's a reasonable. It's sad that, you know, as a former White House physician, that I would have to ask for something like that. You know, I'm not proud that we're in a situation right now that that's necessary. But if you look at his performance during the State of the Union, it was completely different than anything we've ever seen over the last 3.5 years that he's been president. He was definitely medicated with something. I was sitting right in the room watching it, and it was very, very strange and very out of character. I don't think it did him any favors, to be honest with you. He was just he was definitely more awake and alert, but he was just, you know, came off as a yelling, angry old man. I still didn't make a lot of sense in what he was saying, but. Anyways, we'll wait and see what happens with this debate. But I feel like that he's at Camp David right now. That they, you know, they're giving him a full week at Camp David before the debate, and I think they're probably, you know, experimenting with some of this stuff, trying to get the dose just right. I don't know what they're giving him. Obviously, people ask me all the time. I'm not sure. You know, there's a variety of things out there. There's stuff that can help with your cognition. There's things that make you more awake. There's things that take the agitated edge off of what we see with him sometimes. So I would imagine it's a cocktail that they're trying to get just right. And it's going to be more of an art than a science, I would think, you know, because some of these have different times of onset and different durations, and they interact with each other. So we'll see what happens. But I'm concerned that he's going to have some performance enhancing drugs on board.
So, and you're being dead serious here.
I'm being absolutely serious. I mean, like I said, you know, it's not something I would ever, you know, thought about, you know, pictured myself talking about. You know, I've talked about him needing a cognitive test for a long time because we did one of those with President Trump, you know, and President Trump kind of set the precedent as far as I'm concerned. You know, the far left and liberal press were demanding that he get a cognitive test. He got it. he got one. And now we have a president that's very obviously has cognitive issues. And I've written 5 letters regarding the cognitive test. But this is a step further here, you know, saying like, you know, look, I know you're the president of the United States, but, you know, we don't trust you. I think there's a cover up right now in the White House trying to cover up his inability, his cognitive shortfalls. I think, you know, it's Jill Biden. It's his doctor. It's the liberal far left press. It's a lot of the Democrats that are speaking out, although there are some Democrats that are starting to talk about it, because I think they realize that it's going to be a problem for them in the coming weeks. But the reality is I'm not, you know, I regret the fact that we're in a situation where I have to come out and say, like, hey, I think that this man's going to, you know, that they're going to give him some performance enhancing drugs. And we certainly don't want that. I mean, the debate stage should be an area where we see candidates who want to be president for the next 4 years. We should see them, you know, unscripted. You know, they should have to perform on their own with no notes, no help, anything else. And you know, and that should be part of what gives the American people the confidence that they're picking the right person. And I think that if he shows up and he's, you know, they've medicated him, it's just, you know, it's bad for, you know, for this country. It's a national security issue. We can't have a commander in chief that relies on medications to be able to perform and multitask and do all the stuff that's necessary of our commander in chief and our head of state. So I'm really concerned about it.
Congressman, I'm curious. So by the way, folks, we have Congressman Ronny Jackson, who served as the White House physician going back to Obama. That's right, Congressman Obama?
It's 14 years Bush wow. as well. I was in the okay. Bush administration for 3 years, Obama for 8 years, and Trump for 3 years.
So you've had a lot of time there. You know a lot of people, and I'm curious, any interactions with people that are still in the White House that have seen Biden up close and personal?
No, nothing firsthand that I've got. I've heard some rumors that early on that people talking about, you know, how he was, you know, concerning everybody in the White House. But no, I don't have any relationships there anymore. I think I'm on the do not admit list at the White House now. So things have changed since I was there. Obviously, I'm as outspoken as I am and, you know, in being as pro-Trump as I am. And so I don't have any firsthand information, but I'm sure they're good people in the White House medical unit that are also concerned about what's going on.
It's
I don't think his doctor's one of them, but
it's really sort of shocking that, you know, that they've allowed it to go on this long. I mean, I think we've all seen the decline. And at what point do the doctors have some sort of a responsibility to step up and say, this guy cannot do his job anymore?
Well, they do have responsibility in that. You know, I made that point in the letter that I sent this morning. I sent it to the president. I sent it to the president's physician, Kevin O'Connor, and I CC'd the entire cabinet. And I made the point that they have an obligation not just to the president, not just to President Biden, but they have an obligation to the office of the president and to the American people. You know, and if there's an issue that, you know, that's a national security issue that could, you know, get this country in trouble, that could result in, you know, bad things happening to all the rest of us, they have an obligation to step outside of that relationship they have on a personal level with President Biden and do the right thing and tell the American people what's going on. And that's really kind of the way the 25th Amendment was set up in the part 4, the clause 4 of the 25th Amendment was set up to do that, even if you have a president that's not willing to admit it themselves. And so I don't know where they go from here. I feel like that there's probably people within the cabinet, probably people within the administration, definitely people within the Democrat Party that are starting to wonder what they need to do to get rid of him and to keep him from being their nominee from this point forward. They've kind of boxed themselves in a little bit. I feel like they probably still have a way to get it to get around it. That's what I've been told. I don't know. We'll see. But, you know, they're going to – I think there's a lot of concerned people on the left right now about what's going on with Joe Biden.
All right. Well, look, Congressman, really appreciate your guidance here on this, and we'll be paying close attention. Let us know if you hear anything from the Biden team.
I absolutely will. Thank you, Todd. I appreciate it.
All right. Congressman Ronny Jackson, everybody, and you heard him there, represents the 13th Congressional District from Texas. And he's been around for a very long time, going all the way back to George W. Bush. And it's clear to him, clear to a lot of people, that something is just not right there. Oh, by the way, I want to play this. This is the Biden campaign co-chair, cut number 4.
Mitch, if there's so many other good Democrats out there, why not hand the reins over to a different Democrat this go around, where you would take away the concerns about his mental fitness to serve?
Well, first of all, Joe Biden doesn't have any concerns about his mental fitness, nor do I. I've spent an incredible amount of time with Joe Biden. That's just the fade that the other side is pushing. Joe Biden has taken this country from being in a cataclysmic downfall to actually leading the world once again, and he's going to continue to do that. And he has built up an entire new generation of leaders that will govern this country really well into the future. And so he succeeded masterfully in both of those things.
Well, I don't know about that. In the meantime, I want to go back to Philadelphia. They were interviewing a lot of voters in Philly, and to the person, they're talking about how bad the economy is. Cut number two.
All right. Are you a big Trump guy?
Yes, I am.
Why?
Well, when he was president, I had money in my pocket, gas in my car, was able to feed my wife and myself on $100 a week. Now it's $300. Gas is out of sight, over $4 a gallon. I'm retired twice. I had to go back to work to pay for medication.
And I suspect that a lot of other people are like that. Do you know people that you go to church with, that you hang out with in the neighborhood, that have had to go back to work? Maybe they've retired and now they're going back to work. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. Again, just want to share this weird story coming out of Memphis, Tennessee, where someone who identifies as a transgender person, and the person's dead name is Lucas, which would imply that this is a guy who thinks he's a gal. This guy is now threatening to commit a domestic terrorist attack in Memphis. This guy claims that he has killed his parents and says that he wants to shoot every straight person he sees with his father's guns. The guy says, all I wanted to do was help other minors transition, but that was grooming. You've all pushed me to this. See you in hell. That's the email that was sent to a number of government officials earlier today in Memphis, Tennessee. So again, just be careful. Police have not come out and said this is real, this is a hoax, but one of the county officials actually sent us this email they received from this individual. So just so all of our Memphis listeners, just be careful out there today, all right? Don't take anything for granted. All right, we've got to take a quick break here. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
All right, coming up tonight, 5 o'clock on Newsmax 2, I'll be interviewing Caroline Leavitt. She's going to give us the inside scoop on what happened with CNN earlier today. So be sure to watch us. You can do that on YouTube. You can do that on social media platforms or OTT. That's the Todd Stern Show, 5 o'clock on Newsmax 2. Well, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line right now and say hello to our good friend, Art Alley, is the founder of Timothy Plan. That website address, timothyplan.com. Art, hope you're doing well today.
Hey, Todd, I am, but I guess I've got to listen in at 5 o'clock. I don't know what happened at CNN today. I've been in the office.
Well, it's been a great story. We've been talking about it on the show today, where CNN literally cut off Caroline Leavitt when she started calling out CNN's hatred of President Donald J. Trump. So apparently CNN couldn't handle the truth today, Art Alley.
Yeah, good for her. Good for her. Truth always wins, Todd, and that's what we've been talking about all these years. And I sure appreciate you putting the truth out there.
Well, my pleasure, Art, as they say it with our friends over at Chick-fil-A. Hey, I want to get your take on something here. President Trump was in Philadelphia over the weekend, and they interviewed a guy. And he said, you know, when Trump was president, I had money in my pocket and gas in my car. Do you really think it's going to be all about the economy in November?
Oh, buddy, that every single time when it hits close to home, people start waking up from, their slumber, and everybody is hurting right now. And it's absolute policies of an overbearing government. And I love what he's doing. I mean, goes to the Bronx, goes to Philadelphia. This guy's fearless, man. But people are waking up, and I think the pendulum is finally swinging back to common sense. And that goes for what we do at Timothy Platt. We're seeing more and more and more shareholders wake up and figure out, you know what? I've been investing in companies trying to destroy me. Why would I want to do that? So they call, and we're answering a lot of questions. But people are waking up, thank God. It's too little, too late. I don't know. I hope not.
Folks, go check out timothyplant.com, rethinking the way you think about investing. And they've been longtime friends and supporters of what we're doing here. And I love I love Timothy Plant, this idea of biblical stewardship. And you can actually take a free online study by going to timothyplant.com. Art, walk us through that biblical stewardship. What exactly is that?
Yeah. Well, you know, God doesn't speak to me in a verbal voice. But, you know, when we launched Timothy, we struggled because people were not thinking biblically. They weren't thinking about their investment in those terms. Lord and I talked a lot going back and forth to the office. I said, man, why don't they get it? And, you know, it was just as clear. The thought came to me, they don't know. They don't know. And when you think about it, Todd, and that's when it hit me, all of our training, whether you're a Bible-believing Christian or not, all of our training on handling money comes from the world's perspective, not church, not the Bible, not God's way. So he convicted me to hibernate, and I spent 3 months not down in the islands, you know, getting inspired. It was in my bedroom office writing this course, and I didn't write it. The Holy Spirit did. But from cradle to grave, what God has to say about handling money compared with what we have been taught by the world's way of handling money. And it's no wonder we're in a mess. Money is so central, but you know, and I know you know this, Todd, God's way only works every time. So we're updating it right now. I think it's about ready, the new version to be launched, but it's on our website. If it isn't ready now, it will be shortly. It's a 9-hour course. You can take it at your leisure. You can take a half an hour and then come back in 2 weeks and pick it up. But it is, we've done the heavy lifting on this, just like we have on the investment side. You will have a resource that tells you what God's word says about handling money. And, you know, I used to teach workshops on this, and I've had people in tears when they recognize, you know, no wonder I'm in a mess. I've been doing it wrong all these years. It's a very simple, fun study. I'd highly recommend it, and I'd highly recommend parents teach it to their kids, because, you know, you can do the best job raising your kids, and a lot of parents do that. But if you're not teaching them how to handle money biblically, odds are they're going to go off the rails sooner or later and be in a mess themselves. So I couldn't be more enthusiastic. I'll have a better report maybe next time, Todd, on when we'll be ready with the update, because you got to keep these things current. I wrote this thing 25 years ago, but the biblical principles don't change. Those are timeless. And thank you for bringing that up.
So, again, folks, at Timothy Plan, they are committed to running a mutual fund company with integrity and excellence and wisdom that brings honor to God. And they do that by, you know, their funds take a pro-life, pro-family approach to investing. And it's a very thoughtful thing. I was thinking about you over the weekend. I was meeting with our friends at Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they do the same Great. Thing, supporting organizations, you know, that are defending our values. And I think that's a pretty brilliant strategy there. Art, real quick here.
Right.
Go ahead. Finish your thought. We got about 20 seconds. Finish your thought.
All I was going to say is Timothy is much more than a mutual fund. We understand it's God's money, not ours.
Right.
So we give somewhere around 50% of the money we make to help support like 40 different ministries across the country that are doing great work and need money. So God has just blessed us to be able to do that. And I know Glenn's story does the same thing. What a great company that is.
Well, we love both you guys and so proud to be able to partner with both you and Patriot Mobile. Art, we got to leave it there, my friend. But, folks, you can go to timothyplan.com and check out their website. It is just so, so user-friendly. And all the information there for you to check out, again, timothyplan.com. Art, always good hearing from you, my friend.
Oh, thanks, Todd. God bless.
All right. God bless you. And ladies and gentlemen, that music means we've got to scoot out of here. Thanks for being patient with us today as we work through some of the tech issues. Hey, we're going to be back tomorrow, 5 o'clock Eastern tonight. Be sure to watch me on Newsmax. We're going to have a wild show coming your way. Get out there, stay cool, and be good, America.